Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, surely you have seen a drone or two, or three, flying around for some reason or another. More often than not, that reason is an economic one. They are being used to promote economic development, provide mapping data, assess infrastructure damage from storms, and for a variety of promotional and marketing purposes. And that's just one of the topics that will be covered at the upcoming South Carolina Aerospace Conference and Expo. And here to tell us more in the studio is Adrian Beasley, Director of Aerospace Initiatives at the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, one of the host organizations for this upcoming event. Adrian, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
Tell us about your organization first.
So the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness is a nonpartisan, business-led nonprofit organization that's goal is really to advance the long-term economic competitiveness for our state and our industries and all of our citizens. So we do that through research and managing industry clusters and then working on education and workforce. And my focus is on the aerospace industry cluster.
And when is this upcoming conference?
Our conference will be August 29th through the 31st. We will be at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center.
And would you say that drones are on the agenda for this conference because of their increasing popularity?
Yes, both their increasing popularity and also their increasing applicability. So for GIS mapping and for real estate or property assessment and many, many other applications, they're really growing in popularity, both commercially and military applications.
So you have some drone experts coming to talk, and will they be flying any around the conference room?
We will not have drones that are going to be flying, but we will have some example pieces for sure. We'll have three speakers on that plenary session that are going to focus on the unmanned aerial systems, and they're really going to be talking about everything from the regulatory process to how they're used in industry and what the future may hold in terms of getting new companies that are going to build the new innovations around those drones.
Well, tell us what else is coming up at the conference.
So we have a couple other plenary sessions that are really interesting. Lockheed Martin will be speaking about the new F-16s that are moving to the Greenville area. We also have Honda Jet, which is in our neighbor, North Carolina. They have a new jet that rolled out this year, so they'll be talking about the new innovations on that business jet. We also have technical highlights from Toray, which is up in Spartanburg area, talking about the next generation of composites, which is very important to the aerospace industry. And BMW will be speaking, talking about the i3 production and how that relates in advanced materials to what we're doing in aerospace.
Having the conference in Columbia, does that tie in any way to the McNair Center that's at USC?
Absolutely. So the USC McNair Center is one of our partner companies that's organized the event together with the Council on Competitiveness, the South Carolina Aeronautics Commission, the South Carolina Aviation Association, and the South Carolina Department of Commerce. And the USC McNair Center is a very valuable partner as we organize this. They're also going to be providing tours for all of our attendees on Tuesday the 29th, so that you'll be able to go in and see the really groundbreaking research that they're doing at the McNair Center.
Now, I know we've had some negative news in the industry recently in our state with Boeing laying off some people at the plant down in North Charleston. What are the challenges facing the aerospace industry in our state right now?
So workforce is always one of the challenge areas for most of the advanced manufacturing sector. And we do focus on workforce development as part of our track. So we'll have focus on K-12 education this year, talk about how to get students more interested in aerospace and STEM fields. So while there's decreases at Boeing that we've been hearing about recently, overall, the advanced manufacturing and aerospace sector in the state is still growing very, very rapidly.
Well, Adrian, one more time, if you could give us the details on the upcoming South Carolina Aerospace Conference and Expo.
The Aerospace Conference and Expo will be held August 29th through the 31st at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center and also at the USC Alumni Center right across the street. We're going to focus Wednesday on our workforce development and business track. We also have an expo hall with over 55 exhibitors. Lockheed Martin will be there. They're going to be bringing the T-50 demonstrator. And then we also on Thursday have a defense diversification workshop that will be focused on strategic diversification for companies that want to branch out.
Adrian, thanks for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you.
Adrian Beasley is Director of Aerospace Initiatives at the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, one of the organizations hosting the upcoming conference. We will have links to her organization plus the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.